You and Robert Aiken built this?
Huh?
Robert Aiken and you?
Yeah. We worked there in the hospital. You know, and I had a time off, you know, being working on it, and finally got it fair. Finally got it all fixed, you know.
How long did it take you to put it together?
Oh, about a week.
Just a week?
Yeah, just a week. Of course, I had to hire some woman to sew the skin, put a cover, sew them together, and then finally got it finished last year. So this year, you know, I'm better off, you know, it's all ready, and all I got to do is just put it on the sled, and out I go.
Yeah.
Less work, you know.
Yeah.
But last year, I had to put a pretty busy time, you know.
Just putting the boat together.
Building a boat. Because I bought this canoe frame from one of the boys working there in the hospital, you know. He's trying to build a canoe, you know. But he gave up and offered to sell it to me. Try to buy it for the canoe frame for about $450, you know. But he wouldn't sell it. You know. After all, he couldn't fix the canoe, and then finally he gave up, and then that was Claiborne, you know. And then he offered to sell it to me for only $150. So I bought the canoe frame right away.
That's good. Where'd you get the walrus hides for it?
Oh, this is the walrus hide. This is the old skin.
Yeah?
Very seal, yeah. That's what they use on the canoes. Mostly all the canoes had a bearded seal skin color, you know, all sewed together. There are lots of boats all along the coast and up that way, you know. There are about more than 20 crews out again.
That's good, yeah.
Chance to get more whales, you know. They already got 5.
Yeah, who got those whales? Do you know the names of the guys?
The first one is Nate Neckel. The second was Arnold Brower. Of course, Arnold Brower is the brother of Sadie Neckel, you know, used to be a magistrate barrel. And next one is a guy who works in the hospital, Robert Aiken, the one that got one whale yesterday. And another one down the coast is Simeon Putkuduk. And the last one, another guy working at the hospital, Thomas Panayona.
The
guy working in the hospital will never catch one yet.
Yeah, right.
Well, still, I'll cross my fingers yet to get one, I hope.
Did you see any whales yet?
We saw one this morning, you know, around a little after 8 o'clock. But we're going full blast, you know, going full speed. And somebody might have scared him down the coast somewhere. Well, I saw quite a few going by. Ever since we've been here.
Yeah, when did you set up your camp out here in the ice?
Oh, 19th of April.
Wow, you've been out a long time then.
Uh-huh.
How many men do you have in your crew?
Oh, I don't remember. There's quite a few boys, you know. Because we had about, let's see, about 8 or 9.
Where'd you get that whaling gun that's in the bottom of your boat, anyway?
Oh, this whaling gun?
Yeah.
That was my dad's, from Wainwright, you know. You know, he bought it from one of the traders a long time ago, you know, and then we had it for a long time, and finally my brother got a hold of it when dad's gone, you know. And then he had a turning gun and a soldier gun, and I bought that new soldier gun, you know. Second, when I got this, the one back there, you know, it belonged to my brother. And this one belonged to my brother, but one time, last 2 years ago, he spent a Christmas here with us, you know, and then he, and I had that for Christmas present for him.
Oh, wow. That's real nice.
Yeah.
How does it shoot?
He can always use it if we had to use it that way, right, you know.
Yeah. How does it shoot pretty well? Have you hit any whales with that gun in your life?
Sure. It's pretty good. All solid brass.
Yeah, it looks solid brass too. It has a bomb in it when you shoot that?
Sure.
Who gets to shoot it?
Well, had some of the boys here. Any one of them, you know. The first one gets right in there to get a hold of it, you know. But you got to know a vital spot to kill a whale.
Yeah. What's the best place to kill a whale?
Right on the neck or on the head, you know, or right in the heart someplace. But if you miss, you know, it'll get away.
Yeah. Have you shot at any whales since you've been out here on the ice?
What, we saw three, but they all got away, you know. Two bombs didn't quite, they hit the whales, you know, but they bounced off, you know, and exploded right on the ocean, you know. But the third one, the second one we saw, you know, the boy hit it right on the back, you know, and exploded right on the backbone of the whale, you know, but it got away. It come up right there by the next crew, you know, but when the sea was too sloppy, you know, we would go after it. Come up right on the edge, down the coast, you know, wounded. We would have got that one. Weather's a little better, but it was, the sea was pretty sloppy.
Yeah. How's it been out here in weather? Hmm? How's the weather been out here?
Well, it was real calm not too long ago here. Water's calm, but get a little sloppy then, but not too bad yet.
How long has your crew been out on the ice, Robert?
Since the 21st.
It's the 21st of April?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we stayed out there quite safe. Why it's not storming.
And it's not storming?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Has it been very stormy lately? Have there been any storms?
The wind was kind of strong. We pulled the cam up for one day.
Do you have to bring your boat in the shore too?
Not on the shore, but on the safe ice, the old ice. And we went back out again on the same night. No wind. Till we get the whale yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it early in the day or late in the day?
Well, it was early afternoon, about 1:30. We shot it, harpooned it. Our shoulder gun was on the ice, and we used a darting gun with harpoon, and the whale got away. And the other cam, about the fourth cam, I guess, about a couple of miles, we saw that float, and I was looking with a scope when I saw him pick up the float, and we put the outboard on the boat and caught with him. And we recognize our float there. And we pull it up and lead there.
Was the whale still attached to the float?
Yeah, the whale was still alive. It was on, bottom of the water there, and we pull it up. We used about three more bombs, shoulder gun and a couple of tarting gun, and it was still alive. So we have to use that, I don't know what they call it. Finally gave up, and we got it. We were so happy.
Was that very far from your camp?
Yeah, we pulled it up with the outboard to our camp, And one of the crew got out for 2 days to help us. It was kind of windy. But we were still sweating. After that, we pulled it up, cut it up. The whole sun, the village now, all of it, maybe.
How long was the whale that you caught? Or how big was it?
No, it wasn't very big, about 20 feet, 22. Pretty short, but it was round. They called it a right whale. The meat kind of soft.
When the people brought the meat back into town, did you have it at your house for people to eat?
Yeah, they were eating today. I stayed home working. Still tired. Planning to go out again tonight, maybe. The crew's out. I don't know. I might be too tired.
Where's your camp located?
It's about 3 miles west of Barrow.
Was yours the first whale caught?
No, we got two of them last spring. And we hope to get some more this spring.
I'm talking to Martha Aiken. Martha, when did your husband catch a whale?
On the when when was it?
29th? Saturday.
Friday. And that's 28th? Yeah, on the 28th.
Was it early in the day or was it late when you caught the whale?
During the day. I was at school then, just about to go into class. We didn't go into class, we just went to our place.
And what happened then? Did you leave the school? And...
Yes, right then and there. when we, I took the kids that were supposed to be in Inupiat class to our house, and we came here, wait for the flag to come in.
What do they do when they catch a whale about this flag? Can you tell me about that?
Yes, they used to run to the shore, but now they use skidoos to take this flag up to the house that catch this whale.
And where do they put the flag when they bring it here?
Well, on the house, on the ventilator.
And what's that flag mean then?
Everybody knows that our crew caught a whale then, when the flag is up. And when they use a gunny sack instead of a printed one like that, it means that they've got not a fresh one, a 3-day-old whale.
Is there any difference between a 3-day-old whale and a fresh whale?
Yes, you can eat all the whale up. Well, you can use the whale, a whole whale, when it's fresh. But when it's a 3-day-old, you don't. You just take the muktuk part off. And the rest is no good eating. It's been underwater for 3 days, and it's they throw that away because they can't eat that.
Did you wait here at the house after the flag came in?
Yeah, wait for a while and get everything ready for the feast. get some paper cups, paper plates, and things like that. Buy some stuff from the store. Get ready for the feast that they're having after they bring in the meat in Muktuk.
Did it take many trips to bring in the meat in Muktuk from the whale?
Yes, I. There's about, I don't know how many skidoos, three sleds, I guess. Takes quite a while to bring it all in. They bring everything down, up. They don't just throw meat away. The women that are down there even scrape out the meat that's in the bones. They try and save everything. If the ice is not cracking up.
When they bring the meat in, then where do they leave the meat when they bring it here to your house?
Oh, they leave it out there, and the rest, after they divide it, they take it home. And these out there that are right on beside our house, we're going to cache in the cellar. We're going to leave, put them down there and save them for Nalakatak feast, Thanksgiving feast, and for Christmas feast. And they eat those up during winter time till it's all gone.
Do you know how big the whale was that your husband caught?
No, I don't. He knows about it, and I don't. They say it's a small one, but I'm not really familiar with these, but the men are.
When the flag is up and the meat's here at your house, what happens then?
They come. The people come and eat here. They have a piece of muktuk and the intestines part, the kidney, heart, meat, muktuk. They eat those and some tea and biscuits.
How long does this go on?
They eat until the flag is down. When the flag is down, that means that they're through feeding people. Then they good cooking.
What are the different ways you have the meat that you serve it for the people?
We just broil it. Just boil it. In water. So. Mm-hmm.
Does that have a name, by the way?
No.
Just boiled muktuk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boiled muktuk meat, heart, kidney, intestines. We save everything from the whale, except the lungs. Lungs and liver.
And how long did people come by here? Were there a lot of people that came by and ate food here?
Yes, a full day is the limit, I guess. As long as they divide the whale meat up and they know which part of the whale is for the feast here.
Is it a special part of the whale that's for the feast, or just a portion?
A portion of it. Some of it goes, half of the kidney, half of the heart, half of the intestines, and some meat and muktuk are stored away for another parts of the feasts, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Nalakatak.
Are you looking forward to Nalakatak then?
Why, sure.
How do you prepare the meat for Nalakatak?
Same as we do on like this, except for the meat, we get that fermented and we call that mikiak. It's a real juicy thing that we look forward to.
Thank you very much. What did you do with the whale oil? How much whale oil did you have last year?
We had two whales caught, and we didn't want to throw away the blubber, so we made 2 barrels of oil, and we still have that in case somebody wants some. We ask them to come over and get some oil from our place, because we have a quantity of it yet.
I'm talking to Martha Aiken, and she had a rather unusual experience when her husband got her his whale. Could you tell us about that?
It wasn't my husband that catch the whale. It was the crew. Three crews were down there going after a wounded whale. It was the whale of Alan Kaliak. And when they started to go after it, I went in the boat. And my husband's crew was one of the boats that went after it. 3 boats went after that whale. Whenever it gets up for air, we start going after it with a motorboat.
What kind of experience was it being in that boat?
It was real exciting. I was real excited. This is the first time I've seen a live whale that near, right below the boat. I mean, right under me and under the boat. It was real exciting. My brother-in-law shot it and harpooned it also. And they finally kill it after punching it with that, what they call it, a kalugyak, but I don't know what the English name for it is.
Do women very often go out in a boat?
Yeah, some women do. And this is my first experience for the killing of a whale in a boat. It was real exciting. No wonder men just are eager to go down and whale all the time, never come home.
What size whale was it?
Not too big. It's the same as others, not too big. It's kind of big, but the same size as the others that were caught.
About 30 feet?
Yeah.
How many other people were there in the boat?
There was I think there were 7 of us in the boat.
Where were you in position?
Oh, I was right in the middle of that boat.
What were you doing out at camp at the time?
Oh, we went down to see the whale, and that whale whale cut up of whose whale was that? It was some guy's whale. We were down there, and Ralph Avivona's whale, and our crew was just next door on the southern side, and Alan's crew was another door on the north side.
So you were just down there to help cut something else up, and then that happened.
Yeah. I had just gone to our tent, our crew's tent, because we had seen them crouching, getting ready to go down with the boat, but it didn't go up through their water, so I just stayed down there and watched for whales with them. And just at that moment, they saw a boat way down going after that whale. So I asked my husband, can I go? And he said, yes, so I jumped in. Saw all that action.
Yeah.
It's in the wrong way. It's my grandfather's mark, and I made that flag of his mark, and it's the mark of a in the wrong way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What colors?
Navy, yellow, and red.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had that crab a long time.
No, we just, when we took over 3 years ago, we had that, I had that flag made. My grandfather had another, I mean, my father had another kind, which I made also, but my grandfather had a different design of his own too. But this mark on the, my grandfather has on his equipment, on the darting guns and the harpoons and everything that belongs to him, he used that mark in the wrong way, and that I like that design, so I made that into a flag. I used that design for the flag, and it's my grandfather's mark.
Mm-hmm. What?
So your family's been wearing it since you're, well, at least as far back as your grandfather.
What's your favorite way of preparing whale meat?
Oh, the fresh whale is the best part, except there's another thing they call mikigaktu. That's second best, I guess, to have it. We just cut up the meat in little pieces in the muktuk. Let it stand till it ferments, and it's real juicy.
That's what we had at Sadie's? Yeah.
Oh, that's what you have then.
Yeah, we had some yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No, we couldn't.